Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Awang. Today is Monday, December 19th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is, Let the Word Control Your Mind. Our text is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Pacifist says, one of the characteristics of adulthood is self-awareness. In other words, you know yourself. You know how to think. You can even predict your own actions. You can say, in such and such circumstances, I'd react or respond to issues this or that way. Now consider this. The way you are or reason today, your current mindset is a result of several factors. First is your parentage. From your parentage, you inherited certain traits. Then the society in which you grew up. The materials you consumed. That is, the books you read, the films you watched, the things you listened to. All make up who you are today. All the information that came to you through your senses were recorded by your mental faculty and your physical body. Your body has a mind. Your cells have memory. The physical members of your body have memory. They store information. So, all the information you ever receive actually got stored in you. Thus, each adult is an amazing conglomerate of massive storage facilities. Think about it. Your head has its own storage. Your hand, your feet, all the systems of your body have so much inside them. All of these eventually lead to how you react to stimuli and how you respond to information or actions of other people. No wonder the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Through conscious meditation on the Word, your mind is organized, reorganized, programmed, or reprogrammed. Its contents and processes are synchronized with God's thoughts and perfect will for your life. That's what brings about the transformation. Hallelujah. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for the transformational power of your word. It renews my mind, transforms my life. Reorganizes and reprograms my thoughts in the direction of your perfect will for my life. My mind is inundated with thoughts of prosperity and health, peace and possibilities. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 22. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, no wonder the Bible says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.